Station.
Well, it's the big show.
Biggest show coming to town this week, brought to us by the Granada Theater. They've got a big week. Check out their listings, GranadaTheater.com. We've got seven candidates this week. Let's run through the list, and then we will vote on which we think is the biggest show rolling through the Metroplex. Candidate number one, tomorrow night at the Winspear Opera House in downtown Dallas, Gordon Lightfoot.
Oh, dang it.
Boy, put out a hard line alert for this one.
No kidding.
Oh. Isn't the song like 15 minutes long?
You know, I heard this recently on the radio, and I liked it. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's a good story.
Yeah.
It's a tragic story, but it's a good storytelling song. Much to take sad story.
He is 76 now.
Wow.
And he is still a Canadian.
Edmund Fitzgerald?
Gordon Lightfoot. Oh. You know, the story of the Edmund Fitzgerald really is amazing. I can see why the Hardline was so taken by it. Because this happened in a lake.
Yeah.
Not out in the ocean. This happened in a lake surrounded by states and countries. And you just can't imagine a tragedy like that taking place on a ship that size on a lake. It seems like they would be easily rescued. And I know it happened a while back, but still, you imagine tragedies on big ships happening so far out in sea, it's like trying to find a needle in a haystack.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those lakes are so big, and man, those it can just be like an ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I can't comprehend the size of those lakes.
I know.
I couldn't comprehend the size of our lakes here in Texas, because my grandparents grew up on I was raised on like a 140-acre lake, or 200-acre lake, I think it was. Which is not very big, but yeah. I thought that's what lakes were.
Right.
And then you see Lake Louisville, and then you move on up all the way to Texoma.
Texoma's mammoth.
And that thing's so huge.
Yeah.
And then you go up to the Great Lakes.
Yeah. Lake Michigan looks like the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't...
You can't see the other side of it, it's an ocean.
Yeah.
This song went to number one for Gordon Lightfoot. He also hit number one with Sundown. And with If You Could Read My Mind.
If you could read my mind.
Not a bad song.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's candidate one. Candidate two, biggest show coming to town this week. Thursday night at the Verizon Theater in Grand Prairie, Diana Ross.
Yeah. Still going at it, huh?
Mm-hmm. She's 70.
But
gosh.
Yeah, she's greatness.
She was named by Billboard magazine in the 90s as the female entertainer of the century.
Eh.
That's a pretty big title.
Good. Know that.
Pretty big title.
If you need me. Uh-oh.
Call. You like that reverb?
No
matter
where you are. No. No matter how far. You know it drives me crazy. Just call my name. And people are really sensitive about that every time I talk about it.
This should
people
be.
Love reverb.
It's a classic.
She's the
Motown
one.
Is classic. But people say that this it's just, oh, I mean, it's such an integral part of the Motown sound. It was the part they could have done without the most. Because the music is what it should be about. Not this Diana Ross playing at the other end of an airplane hangar sound.
I don't know. I don't know if I could live without that sound. I like that song.
I'm telling you, you hear the same song.
It's in a church or something.
You hear the same song without that reverb, and it will sound 20 times better to you.
You think?
Yes. Reverb puts distance between the listener and the song. It's a bad thing.
I think your music talk's wrong.
Okay, I'm not talking
to you. I'll go with Motown.
Did you guys know that Diana Ross...
Yeah, you're right. That is a good point. Like, they need to listen to me in order to be retroactively successful.
Redo all those decades of music.
Did you all know that Diana Ross dated Gene Simmons for 3 years?
No.
80 to 83.
Well, that girl had it going on there for a while.
Oh, yeah.
From ages 80 to 83, she dated him?
19, 80 to 83. Now, is she the one that Michael Jackson wanted to look like?
Yes.
That was the rumor, yes.
Did they have some kind of weird relationship?
Yes.
They were both in The Wiz together.
They did what together?
That's right. They
appeared
were
in the movie called The Wiz together.
Adult?
That's not much better.
No.
Was not an adult.
Yeah, he played Scarecrow in that.
Yes.
She and she played King. Mrs. King.
Damn it.
Were they romantic?
Jared clearly says Gordon on that line. Look
right.
at your script again.
Yeah, come on.
don't tear up today's script, Jer. We need it.
That's Canada 2. Biggest show coming to town this week. Diana Ross.
Can she do any of her hits? That's the big question.
Doesn't she do nothing but hits?
That's what you'd think.
Canada 3, Friday night at the Eisman Center in Richardson, Arlo Guthrie.
Now this is your song that never ends.
Is this Alice's Restaurant?
Yep. 18 and a half minutes.
Oh, my God.
Man.
Are you serious?
Yep.
He just couldn't think of the ending. He knew it was in there somewhere.
I guess I've never listened to this song.
This song's called Alice's Restaurant.
Wait, don't. Just sing it.
Alice.
Bertrand.
Yeah, there is, man.
Restaurant.
It does sound like McMurtry.
But Alice's Restaurant is not the name of the restaurant. That's just the name of the song. And that's why I call the song Alice's Restaurant.
Okay. That's candidate number 3.
You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. You can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Walk right in, it's around the back. Just a half a mile from the railroad track. And you can get anything you want at Alice's Restaurant. Now it all started two Thanksgivings ago.
Yeah, we don't have time for that.
2 years ago. Mm.
Candidate 4, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night and Saturday night at the Southside Ballroom, the Avett Brothers. And this reporter will be attending the Friday show.
Really? I thought you saw him and you didn't like him.
Load the car.
No. I've never really known much about him until I watched the 3-hour special on Palladia from the Hangout where Corby goes every year. Mm-hmm. And they were one of the acts, and I thought they were great.
Dirk Nowitzki, big fan.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. Got up on stage with him a few years back.
Yeah, they're awesome. I've never seen him in person, though, so I'm looking forward
either.
To this.
No, I like some of their stuff.
One foot back. But it don't pay to live like that.
This is one of their more popular songs. They will get pretty loud, and they'll rock it. They're not all kind of laid back like this. But they are that folk rock, indie rock genre.
Oh, Brooklyn, Brooklyn, take me in.
From North Carolina.
Are you aware the shape I'm in?
And you're going.
You damn straight. I think I'm picking Dirk up at 6,
okay,
and we're
going
to have dinner.
Good. Y'all are going together.
Guten Tag, Junior.
All right, Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week. This will be Friday night at the Granada Theater. Our sponsors, Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, she can train me to this. Kind of jazzercise to this. Look.
Yeah, it's pretty clear. I ain't no size 2, but I can shake it like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom boom that all the boys chase. And all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine working out Photoshop. We know that ain't real. Come on, now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up.
This made it to number 1 on every chart in just about every country last year.
Is it really all about that bass?
No treble.
Bottom.
You know, I'm one who doesn't like the bass. I turn it down in my car and turn up the treble.
You're nuts.
I don't like the bass.
I keep it right even. I don't go...
I do the California curve, California smile on the EQ. You know, I have a problem with this song. It seems like it should be. It seems like she's trying to be body positive, But yet she criticizes women who don't have the big booty. What about the girls that find themselves, they don't have a big booty? Then they are naturally skinny.
They need to eat more.
They got to feel shame?
No, they just need to eat more and get that butt going.
That's a portable job for today.
Oh, boy.
It's not a country job.
Get that butt going.
In which way do you mean that? You mean if you eat food,
sideways.
Then the butt works?
Yeah.
Dig yourself deeper.
That's gross.
Try and plug some juicy booty.
All right, candidate number six, biggest show coming to town this week, Saturday night at the Windstar in Thackerville, Sarah McLachlan.
God, I'd love to go see her, but I don't want to see all those animals being mistreated on stage.
It's too depressing.
Spend all your time waiting.
I don't get it.
This is the song that always plays in the adopt a pet thing.
Thank you, Junior.
Okay.
What's going on right now, guys?
That was some genuine delayed laughter, but it was genuine.
So. Disturbing if that was a part of her show.
Just misunderstanding.
Emaciated puppies. It's on the video board.
Yeah, they're just all sitting up on stage looking all sad and skinny.
Yeah, great voice.
Yeah.
I do. I know. No, Sarah McLachlan is.
Midget.
Although.
I'm not a short person.
Well, I think she has a spectacular voice. And I like her. Her music does tend to put you in kind of a coma or something,
yeah,
right?
Maybe.
It just kind of makes
a little
you
too slow.
That Adia, that's my favorite Sarah song.
What is
it? Yeah, that one. That Adia.
Adia.
Yeah.
I do believe I failed you.
Na 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 na. I played it for you a couple weeks ago. I said, man, that is the greatest melody.
Hmm.
All right. Maybe not.
Okay.
I'll find it.
Well, happy birthday to her. That's candidate number six. And finally, candidate seven. Biggest show coming to town this week. Saturday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth. Styx.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, mama, I'm in fear for my life from the long arm of the law.
Feet.
Roll the drumstick.
Lawman is put an
about to kick
end
in.
To my
you're rolling it between your fingertips,
yeah,
up above your head.
Oh, mama, I can hear you a crying. You're so scared and all alone.
Song holds up.
Hangman is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
Good groove.
Great song.
Yep, it's great when it kicks in.
I'm surprised they forgot to edit off that first part of it.
I don't mind that.
No. 70s buildup. That's your 70s music for you.
I'm not a big Styx fan. I do like this song, but some of their lighter ballads, love songs, kind of kick me in the nads.
Yeah, a little bit. I like it when they rock, though. And they still sound great in concert.
Yeah, didn't you like see them recently?
I saw him somewhere, and then I also saw him on TV, and I thought, man, that was a hell of a show.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week is a candidate number one, Wednesday at the Windspear, Gordon Lightfoot.
No.
Candidate two, Thursday at Verizon, Diana Ross.
No.
Candidate three. Yeah, and by the way, don't vote until you're called upon.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Candidate three, Friday at the Eisman, Arlo Guthrie. Candidate 4, Friday and Saturday at the Southside Ballroom, the Avett Brothers. Candidate 5, Friday at the Granada, Megan Trainor. Candidate 6, Saturday at the Windstar, Sarah McLachlan. Or Candidate 7, yeah, Saturday at Billy Bob's, Styx, George.
Avett Brothers.
Gordo.
It's between them and that Megan Trainor. I want to vote for them, but her song is on every fifth song and has been for 2 years.
True.
So I'm going to vote her, and I love Granada.
All right, Sean.
Avett Bros.
Chair.
Megan Trainor.
Fernando.
Diana Ross. I mean,
you
is
know,
there any question?
I think on name, it's Diana Ross. But since I'm going to the show with Dirk, I'm going to vote for the Avett Brothers.
Well, you're easily bought.
So 3-2-1. Avett Brothers,
though.
Friday and Saturday at the Southside Ballroom.
Hey, turn up purple real quick. This is the song I was telling you about.
It's
song's awesome. I don't care what you say.
Is this depression too, Junior?
It's a depressing song, but it's great. It's a great song. All right.